This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you're a farmer in Illinois, you have two more days to report your acreage for 2016. July 15th is the deadline for all major crops, and if you miss the deadline, you'll be charged a late filing fee. Executive Director of the Macoupin County FSA Office, John Nolan, says acreage reporting is a requirement for CRP ground and other items, and he also wants to remind farmers that county committee nominations are due by August 1st.
The annual crop reporting deadline for FSA purposes is this Friday, July 15th. We have approximately 200 farms left in Macoupin County that are still unreported, and we want to get the word out to landowners and operators that that deadline is fast approaching. Primarily, perennial forage such as hay and grass needs reported, spring seeded crops such as corn and soybeans, of course, and your CRP acreage all need reported by July 15th to be timely reported for FSA purposes. Anybody that does not meet this deadline of July 15th will be assessed a late filing fee after that date of $46 a farm. We want to avoid that. We hate to see farmers have to pay that out of their pocket. So we strongly encourage producers to get in by this Friday and meet that reporting deadline.
And that deadline applies to producers across the entire state. That's not just for Macoupin County.
That is a statewide deadline. We do not anticipate that deadline to be extended. We visit with our state office, and there's no word or intention to our knowledge that there will be any kind of extension. So it's a pretty firm deadline. They've not extended it in the past. So I really anticipate that deadline to be firm.
And that deadline, having your acreage turned in, that affects some of your eligibility for crop insurance and other things? Is that?
Yes. Yes. Crop insurance uses our crop reports to FSA for their purposes and to double check their crop report from producers for crop insurance purposes, and we share our reports with them, so it's very important for that as well. But it's also required for producers who participate in our ARC PLC commodity programs and our CRP programs, as well as any producer who intends to take out a marketing loan later this fall or next winter, or for LDP benefits, it is required to have a timely crop report on file.
Okay, so get those numbers turned in by this Friday, July 15th. And another deadline that we're going to be looking at pretty soon, Monday, August 1st, some committee nominations are due.
Yes, nationwide every year, FSA has a county committee nomination process, and that process began June 15th. Every office at that point began accepting nominations for county committee election this fall. We have a current member in our north third of our county, what we call LA number one, which consists of Scottville Bar, North Palmyra, South Palmyra, North Otter, South Otter, Burton Girard, and Newwood Township. So north third of Macoupin County is up for election. So that means that any candidate in that LAA can be nominated to put their name on the election ballot this fall. And anybody who's a producer or landowner in Macoupin County can nominate any person in that LIA. So we ask producers that if you know somebody that you'd like to nominate, that deadline to get those nomination forms, the FSA 669A nomination form, that needs to be completed and signed by the person being nominated. That has to be turned in by Monday, August 1st to be considered and eligible. We also want to put emphasis on underserved and beginning farmers, that if you know an underserved person or a beginning farmer, we especially always put emphasis on those persons.
And maybe talk about some of the responsibilities that the person would have if they were elected to that position. What would be some of the things that they'd be involved with?
The county committee is a, of course, farmer and landowner elected in each LA. We usually have monthly meetings, and they would meet a number of times, of course, through the year then. And they basically set county policy. We follow national procedure, but we are, the county committee is the local authority on implementing the federal farm programs in each county. They also make advice to our state through our state office, and that can go to the national level, as well as they hear any appeals or issues that come up to their attention. They can act on those and forward information through the appropriate channels to help improve the programs.
And remind us again, if someone would be interested in being a nominee for the committee, how can they get their name on the ballot?
Well, they can come into the county office, and we have them at the counter, and we'll assist anybody to fill one out. And the other option they have is to go on the line and at www.fsa.usda.gov, and I'll repeat that, www.fsa.usda.gov. That's the website that they can go on and find the election nomination form. And, of course, I would encourage if anybody has any additional questions or questions that if they feel that they meet the eligibility, I would definitely encourage them to contact me at 217-854-2626, and my extension is 102, with any questions they may have with the county committee election process. I'll be more than happy to talk to anybody and advise them accordingly.
John Nolan, Executive Director of the Macoupin County FSA Office. And again, those deadlines, July 15th for acreage reporting and August 1st for committee nominations. The Jersey County Fair is well underway this week, and 4-H Program Coordinator Judy Benz says she's pleased with the turnout of exhibitors for livestock shows this summer. Numbers are nearly the same as last year, and Judy says she couldn't make things happen without the help of her volunteers.
We normally have a really strong beef show. That is our largest show that we have. We will also have a really good-sized goat show also. That's something that has really come on here in the last few years. There's a lot of popularity in raising goats. Our poultry show and rabbit show was on Saturday, and it was very well attended. Poultry is also very popular. These things tend to go in cycles. Rabbits, maybe numbers are a little down this time, but goats are still climbing, so we have really good response, good support from families. Moms and dads are out here helping all the time. So,
and I imagine some of those families you see year after year and are probably some of your biggest volunteers as well.
Yes, they are. I can ask anything of any of them, and they come through. They'll come up and say, what can I do? You know, and what more could you ask, you know, from people to be able to say, I know I can go to this guy and ask for this, you know, or they'll, like I said, they come up and they offer, do you need help? And lots of times I do, so so I'm always happy to know that I can rely on these people, and they're very good families. I'm very fortunate.
Well, definitely very nice to hear that, and that's really a common trend in Illinois throughout all county fairs, just a really great volunteer base and families that get involved. I know some fairs this summer have been struggling with numbers, so maybe comparing this summer to previous years for the livestock shows and other things in 4-H, how does it compare?
With last year, I'd say our numbers were comparable to what we have this year. I think our goats are maybe a little bit higher. Beef is still king here in the county. I mean, it's our largest show, and I say pretty close to what it was last year. We're not losing on that, no.
And maybe for those kiddos that aren't involved in 4-H, but you might encourage them to get involved, any information for them or their parents about how to do that?
They can contact us in our office in Jersey County, and that number is 618-498-2913, or they could email me at Benz, B-E-N-Z, at illinois.edu, spell out the Illinois. And we'd be glad to send out information, answer questions, anything we can help with.
Judy Benz, 4-H Program Coordinator in Jersey County. 4-Hers participated in several livestock shows on Monday, July 11th. 4-Hers showed swine, sheep, goats, and beef. And we have all those results for you. The swine show Grand Champion Gilt was shown by Dylan Torrey. Reserve Grand Champion Gilt, also shown by Dylan Torrey. Grand Champion Market Hog, Lena Hanold. Reserve Grand Champion Market Hog, Dylan Torrey. and Junior Showmanship was awarded to Carly Talley. Moving on now to the sheep results. Grand Champion U, shown by Brianna Walsh. Reserve Grand Champion, Brianna Walsh. Grand Champion Lamb, Carly Talley. Reserve Grand Champion, Bailey Wadlow. And Senior Showmanship was awarded to Sally Reed. Now on to the goats results. Grand Champion Doe, shown by Ashton Wilson. Reserve Grand Champion, Madeline Thornsberry. Grand Champion Weather, Ashton Wilson. Reserve Grand Champion Weather, Garrett Wilson. Junior Showmanship was awarded to Jocelyn Kruger. And Senior Showmanship awarded to Madeline Thornsberry. And now Beef Show results. Grand Champion Market Beef, shown by Ashley Moore. Reserve Grand Champion, Dylan Torrey. Grand Champion Heifer, Jamie Moore. Reserve Grand Champion Heifer, Dylan Torrey. Junior Showmanship was awarded to Clay Wadlow. Intermediate Showmanship awarded to Bailey Wadlow. And Senior Showmanship awarded to Sarah Ritchie. And if you're looking for something to do this evening, the Queen Pageant is taking place at 7 p.m. in the grandstands. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.